Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear. And we're going to have probably a little bit shorter show today. I'm sure everybody at one point or another has seen something and it makes you kind of sit back and go, holy crap. We as a whole are seeing things in the wrong way. And I want to cover that. And believe it or not, it's about the Rolling Stones. Before we do that, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have a full line of trapping supply. I just got off the phone with Alan, getting orders going where they need to go, and just great people to work with. They have full line of trapping supplies. They've got stuff for all kinds of stuff for fishing, hunting scents, great deals on predator calls, copper trap tags that you can use. I use them on noodles and fish traps and stuff all the time. It's just a great company to deal with. It's somebody that you want to deal with because they're not going to do anything except get you your product at a very good price. No games. So that's Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. Now I want to start with this quickly. It is, I can't read it all because I got this off of TikTok. But it's the most amazing little letter that I've ever seen when you want to talk about people think different things in our society today. And our society is weak. You know, you can go back and it's a cycle. Strong men make good times make weak men make bad times. And it just repeats over and over and over again. And we're definitely into the super sensitive, the super easy time, because really strong men back in the 40s, 50s built really good times, which built really weak people, which now everything is a major catastrophe and a major issue. And people don't even know what hard times are, really. I mean, even poor people are overweight in this country. They have cell phones and a car. And they think that they're just being absolutely abused. Why they live in a society that anybody with enough determination and help from other people, and I will agree to that, can make something of themselves where they don't have to be in that situation anymore. Because it's not like a lot of other countries where when you're in that situation, you're picking food out of a dumpster because you have to, or your kids are going through the landfill like I saw down in Honduras with my own eyes, where kids are just trying to find scraps of food to eat. That is poor. So even poor people in our country have become weak. Our politicians are weak. Men are weak. Women say they're strong, but you can just look around the world a little bit, especially in America, and they're very conformist, and they're not near as strong as they think they are most of the time, because they're doing it out of a place of no consequences. So pretty much everything seems to be on the weaker side. And eventually there will be hard times to rebuild hard men. And I can tell you, you would rather be a hard man going into bad times than a weak ass man going into hard times, because you're going to have a lot rougher time dealing with it. Now, most of you know who Goggins is. He's a Navy SEAL. He's got some books out. I recommend them highly. One of them is You Can't Break Me. And another one is where he's living with a rich guy up in New York for a month. And they're just great books. But social media wise, most people know who David Goggins is. And he's probably, even SEALs said he was too hard and they wouldn't let him lead PT. Navy SEALs. He was a SEAL. And they got mad at him because he was so hard during PT. Well, I'm going to read a letter that Doc Goggins got. I can't read the very end, just the way the app has got some of the words covered up. But I just want you to get a this is just, to me, this is awesome. It says, F you, David Goggins. My son started watching your videos about a month ago, and the bastard is out of control now. He disassembled his bed and started sleeping on the hard floor because unnecessary mattress softness induces gayness. He put a pull-up bar in his room and he's locked in there for hours doing effing pull-ups. The other day I got up to take a leak and I heard him yelling, "Who's gonna carry the effing boats?" That's a video David Goggins got out, if you don't know. And the dad is like, WTF. He's never been on a boat in his life. The other day during dinner, he asked his mother if he cried when he was born, and she said, of course. He just shook his head with such disappointment and left his food to go to his room to do more pull-ups. I mean, he looked pissed, more pissed than the time that I offered him to buy an iPad to listen to while working out. The other day, he tried to make toast by staring at a slice of bread intently for a couple of hours, and he mumbled something about poop my pants and left. Now, this is where it gets kind of, I can't read all the whole letter because just the way that the screenshot is, but he's got holes in his shirts, and he's talking about him doing a bunch of sit-ups and sleeping on the floor. And he's like, I mean, this MF-er is 8. He's saying his son is 8. Watch David Goggins about a man shouldn't be soft, and an 8-year-old had enough understanding to go, I don't want to be a soft person. So this 8-year-old is now sleeping on the floor, doing pull-ups, push-ups, and sit-ups all the time. He doesn't want to waste his time on the computer doing other stuff. He's turning himself into a little Goggins at 8 years old. I would love to meet this kid. Because I bet you 20 years from now, he's going to be a rock star at something. Now, from a parent's point of view, I can understand why you may think that is bad. But see, in such a soft society, the idea of a kid sleeping on the floor, which we used to do all the time, is probably considered child abuse. A kid doing physical activity, besides in a sport where all the parents get together and they take their kids and they got referees and participation trophies, that's just unheard of. This little kid, it's going to handle about anything that comes his way. I just thought I would share that a little bit, just from an 8-year-old's point of view, from seeing someone that's not soft and deciding softness is not the thing to be. Now, do you have to be as hard as Goggins? No. But there's a lot of what Goggins says that we can all put in our everyday lives that I think just makes us better men. Now, the thing that I want to talk to you about, the Rolling Stones. Me and my wife just went to the Rolling Stones concert about a week ago. It was in Nashville. I'll be honest, I've never been just a massive Rolling Stones fan. I mean, I know their songs. I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. I mean, you hear them. They're on commercials and movies. You see them on, you know, growing up on MTV. They're a good band, but I was more into the big hair 80s metal type stuff, and they were a little softer and a little more jazzier and popish than what I wanted to do. But Cindy wanted to go, so we went. I was absolutely floored at how amazing that concert was. The two guitar players, their drummer just died at 80. The two guitar players, I believe, are 80, and Mick Jagger is 78. That's a 7 and an 8. He's almost 80 years old. Me and Cindy were kind of making jokes, like, what is this going to be like? So we get up there. It's an outdoor arena. It's hot. It's in Tennessee. It was probably 80-something degrees, 85% humidity. And these old guys are going to have a concert for 2.5 hours. Outside, no air conditioning. So the concert starts. They come out, and they come out with force. Now, the amazing thing that I want you to realize, because I saw this when I went and saw AC/DC, and they were almost 70. It hit me more with Mick Jagger, because if you ever, just go watch Mick Jagger when he was 25. Mick Jagger at 78 can still do everything he could do at 25. When it really hit me was about, they had a stage where the band's at. They had this long section going way out into the crowd, over 50 yards. And about the third time, I watched him dance and groove and jig and throw his hips and move his arms while he's singing at 78 years old. When he had to come back to start something else, he sprinted 50 yards, probably 7 or 8 times throughout the concert. 50 yards at 78 years old. And I mean, he was moving and singing when he got back. He had more mobility than I've ever had in my life, and he's 78 years old. He didn't lose his air. At the end of the songs, when he was trying to talk, you could tell he was breathing hard. But he could move, and he was agile, and he did for 2.5 hours. He killed it physically. If you were to have an aerobic class, try to keep up with Mick Jagger for 2.5 hours at the pace he was going, he would kill most people in the aerobic class. Most college kids would have died within 45 minutes. Most people our age, because I know about what the age of most people are that listen to this show, wouldn't have made it 5 minutes before we'd have been on the floor. And I'm watching this in awe, because it was very surreal seeing the Rolling Stones. Because they had the big screens, and it was just surreal, because I grew up with these guys off and on all through my life. But seeing them was very surreal. But seeing Mick Jagger at 78 could sprint 50 yards, still have breath to sing, and then do like a whole aerobic exercise 50 yards out to the end of that thing. And in between, when he got back, he never stopped moving and slinging body parts in every which direction. I was exhausted watching him. When I went and saw AC/DC, they were 68. Angus Young was 68, and he did exactly what he did back in the 80s as far as his movements. He got on the ground. He was doing like the Three Stooges, going around in circles on the ground like a break dancer. He was doing all this. And I remember thinking, 68, holy cow. Now, back when I saw AC/DC, I was a 341-pound card-carrying fat ass. And just watching that was just amazing. But watching Mick Jagger, that was like a different level of mobility and endurance and strength and agility at 78 years old. This is what I gathered from that concert besides the music. There is no excuse if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, to where if you walk in somewhere and you can barely move without falling over because the ground's uneven, or 2 steps kick your butt, or you can't get off the toilet or the couch. I've done a little bit of research on Mick Jagger since that point. You want to know why Mick Jagger can do what he does? Because he still does the same thing, runs the same concert schedules, basically as he did when he was in his mid-20s. He just didn't stop. Now, when I pull up reference material on getting older and aging and strength and agility and all of that, there's two underlying courses that are repeated no matter what type of study you look at. Well, I guess there's three. Human muscle does not start changing till mid-70s. But see, people, us, we see patterns. So we believe the patterns that we see, and that's their survival instinct that all humans have. But we see 50, 60, 70 year olds, what? They lose muscle mass, they lose agility, they lose endurance. And you see this times 1,000. So our little brains are computers, we see this pattern, and we go, well, that just, as you age, that's what it is. Now, I'm not talking about Fauci science, what I'm getting ready to say. I'm talking about actual studies that are done without the intent of an agenda. Muscles do not change until your mid-70s. You can still gain muscle till your mid-70s. Then it becomes a lot harder because you start losing something called ATP, which is the energy that makes muscles contract and expand. That starts going downhill, but it's only a few percent a year after that. So when these studies look at older folks that are weak, have almost no muscle, they can't keep themselves from falling over. Everything they do in life is pretty much a physical struggle, except sitting on a couch. There's two things that the studies keep enforcing. The first, and I think it's one of the biggest, because if you look at Mick Jagger, you can see that they're absolutely correct. They change their lifestyle, usually starting about 50, to where they start acting like all the other old people around them. You do less, you have more money, so you can pay to get stuff done. You do more things on your butt than you do on your feet. You don't do a lot of hard physical labor anymore because you're older and more successful, for the most part, or you should be. And it starts this downward progression of actual physical atrophy. Just like you put your arm in a cast, your muscle falls away. It's exactly that, but it's the whole body. And because you don't have the muscle, your back's always hurting, your knees are always trying to break something, your elbows hurt, you can't open a peanut butter jar, all of this, which is normal in society for 40, 50, and 60, 70-year-olds, according to science, is because people stop doing things that it keep the strength in the ligaments and tendons doing what they're supposed to do. They actually start atrophy when they get older from lifestyle choices. Not from a physical thing, guys, but from lifestyle choices. And I want you to think about that. So just because everybody around you is getting weaker and slower, has less balance, they can't do much, it's not because of their age, it's because of lifestyle choices. The other thing that the pattern of science shows is when most people hit their 60s, they start a downward trend of nutrition to the point of being malnourished. So it exacerbates losing of muscle, tendons, ligaments, coordination, strength, because they're actually like a poor person in a third world country that's just trying to, their body's trying to survive off what they give them. If you look at the standard American diet, what people eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which is crap. And then as you get older, you start eating less of the crap that most people consume on a daily basis, which has very little nutrition in it, mostly sugar and flour and bad fats. You're actually in a state of being malnourished. So basically, older people have a tendency, because of trying to save money because they don't know how long they're going to last, they don't have the spending money anymore because they're not working, they didn't plan stuff, they didn't build up a retirement nest egg, or whatever it is. And I've seen people do this. I know my grandmother, she'd eat a couple of pieces of toast and some coffee for breakfast. She'd have something like a ham sandwich with one piece of ham with some mustard for lunch and something very small for dinner. And she just withered away. She was malnourished. She had no nutrition. Her body was eating itself. When you really get up in age, food loses its luster. And you're going to have to fight that. You're going to have to eat the protein. You're going to have to eat the nutrients. You're going to, unless you just want to be weak and feeble, and then knock yourself out. But if you're going to stay in a state where you're a strong, healthy man, you're going to have to eat that way. So when you look at someone like Mick Jagger, he didn't stop, and he's very into nutrition. And he can move and do things that most 20-year-olds cannot do, much less other 50, 60, 70-year-olds. Most 80-year-olds would probably have to go to the hospital if they tried to run 25 yards, the way he was running back and forth during a concert, the way Angus Young uses so much energy the way he plays guitar. These are old people. He's pushing 80. But he concentrates on nutrition and he doesn't stop moving. And I know most people, when they think retirement, they want to go, I just want to sit on the rocking chair and watch my grandchildren and watch the sunset, and all that is awesome. But if you do not take at least probably 30 minutes to an hour and a half a day to keep your body right, you're just going to start falling apart. So in your mind, and you're like going, and everybody does this, oh, this is just age. I want you to think of Mick Jagger. And I want you to realize you're lying to yourself. You're finding a way to justify why you're in the shape that you're in. And the neat thing about it is, if you've been working your whole life, blue collar job, whatever it is, and now you're 60, you still can grow like a 20-year-old with nutrition, because you're going to get the newbie gains because you haven't went through that already in your lifetime. You can probably put on 15 pounds of muscle in a year, and that's a lot. That'll change the way that you look and feel, because your muscles can actually do anything at 60 that someone can at 20. Now, you may have to pay attention to your recovery a little bit more. You may have to get warmed up a little bit more because you've got stuff that's got a lot more mileage on it. But there's no excuse to be weak and feeble at 50, 60, or 70 years old. There is no excuse unless you've got some type of crazy disease. And I hear people all the time, I would lift weights, but I've got a shoulder issue. Well, you've got another arm and two legs. I've got a back issue. I promise you, if you go to a gym, you'll find things that will not hurt your back. It's a justification of falling apart because it is easy. Now, if that little 8-year-old kid that we talked about at the beginning that didn't want to sleep on the floor because he thought it was, and I don't understand his use of the word here, but gay, really what he was saying is, I don't want something that's just going to make me weak. That 8-year-old could figure that out. Surely someone that's been around for half a century can figure out that you need to push yourself a little bit or you're going to fall apart. And I don't want anybody that listens to me to be in that category. I want you to be kicking ass when you're 50, 60, and 70. Because you can. Now, you won't be normal. Everybody around you is going to make fun of you because they're going to justify why they're in the shape that they're in. And you're a freak for doing anything different. Well, you know what being average means? It means being mediocre. And hopefully, if you're listening to me, that is not your goal, is to be a mediocre person. Now go crush it, no matter what your age is, because you can. Be a man about this because you're a man. Man does the right thing. And a weak man can think he can do the right thing, but when the opportunity comes where he needs to be able to do the right thing and he's physically not able, he's probably not the man that he thought he was. Don't be that guy. You do not have to be weak and feeble. You do not have to have the aerobic ability of basically an infant. There's not a scientific reason. There is no excuses, but every day you're making a choice. I'm going to be a stronger, healthier male, or I'm going to be a weaker male. And I think you know which one is the best course of action. And I will talk to y'all next week.